Andrew in Battle Creek, Michigan on EWTN's 89.7 FM. Andrew, you're the first caller.
How's it going?
Welcome. Good.
Hey, real quick, Patrick, I have to tell you, I think you were wrong a month or so ago. I believe you told something to Jimmy that a pirate's favorite letter is R.
Well, Andrew,
I regret to inform you that his favorite letter is actually the C. Okay, good. Now that we got that over with.
Andrew, this is the second time I've been wrong. I was wrong once before. It was late 1989. It was a dispute. And at the time, I thought I was wrong. It turns out I was right. But now you're pointing out another example. Thanks for that, Andrew.
You're welcome.
See, maritime metaphors.
Humility.
Carlo, my question is, how do we deal with atheists who kind of refuse to draw conclusions based on logic and reason? They continually ask why or how do you know that, or say we can't know that because we can't see that, or that sort of thing.
Well, I think I would take your last statement. First of all, thanks for the question, Andrew. If the atheist would say, well, we can't see that, well, then we're dealing with what is called scientism. And that is to say the only type of evidence they're allowing in the courtroom is that which is empirically observable, that which is subject to the senses, that which is subject to scientific investigation. But I'm sure, Andrew, as you know and as our listeners know, the worldview of scientism is a self-refuting proposition because there's no scientific experiment that you can conduct in order to prove the truth value of that statement, namely, the only type of evidence is scientific evidence.
The richest irony of all.
That's
right. Scientism is unscientific.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. It's a metaphysical proposition. Now, in regard to if they're just not willing to go through the if the problem is they're not willing to go through the logical arguments, perhaps you could respond to the atheist and say, well, would you accept my claim by just saying, well, God exists without any sort of argumentation? Hopefully they would respond, no, you need to give me some proof for that. Atheists are very fond of putting the burden of proof on us as theists, which I would agree with. We're making a positive claim, God exists, and we need to provide evidence for that. No atheist would accept us by accept our belief in God by simply saying, oh, well, he exists, you just got to believe it. So that would be a second possibility. And then third, you could, begin asking him questions and sort of shift the focus and say, well, why don't you believe that God exists? If you see any inclination that he's willing, he or she is willing to reason through these things, you begin asking them why don't they think God exists, and then they'll begin to give some reasons for their either outright rejection of God or their agnosticism. Trent Horn's fond of saying, he always says, you could ask the atheist, what is the one argument that you think is the best possible argument for God's existence and what's wrong with it? So those are three ways, perhaps, that you could approach such an atheist. What do you think of that, Andrew?
I think those are good. I never thought about turning around and asking them questions because usually they respond to me with those things, but if I'm asking them the questions and they can't respond, they answer my questions.
There's the key.
That's right.
Can you prove a godless universe? What's your evidence that God doesn't exist?
Correct. And that begins the dialogue. And when they begin to go through those various reasons, you can begin to see the fallacies in the reasoning. You can begin to see where they're going wrong. Maybe they haven't quite defined their terms correctly. They might be misunderstanding our understanding of God. And they might be rejecting a God that we would reject too, as often happens in dialogue between theists and atheists.
Appreciate the call, Andrew.